Can you update us on the erlotinib bevacizumab combination data that was presented at ASCO?
Sure. The combination of erlotinib and bevacizumab involved inhibition of the EGFR pathway along with angiogenesis and was based on a phase 1 and 2 study that Roy Herbst at MD Anderson and then myself and colleagues at Vanderbilt did, where we had 40 patients with previously treated non-small cell lung cancer, non-squamous cell histology, who in that study out of 40 patients, there was a 20% response rate, a roughly 7-month progression-free survival and 12.5-month median survival. But being the fact that it was a phase 1, phase 2 study, limited institution study, there was a subsequent larger scale randomized phase 2 study that involved 120 patients. It was presented at ASCO in the poster discussion session. In this randomized phase 2 study, there were 3 arms. The one arm was chemotherapy consisting of either docetaxel or pemetrexed plus Avastin placebo, chemotherapy of docetaxel or pemetrexed plus bevacizumab, and then erlotinib plus bevacizumab. And in this study, there was an improvement that favored the 2 bevacizumab arms in progression-free survival. It was roughly 3 months on the chemotherapy alone arm and roughly 4.5 months on the 2 bevacizumab arms. I think it was 4.5 months with erlotinib, 4.8 months with chemotherapy and bevacizumab. The confidence intervals were a little wide and did just barely cross the boundary of 1, so not statistically significant, but an interesting trend. And of course, the data is still maturing. The response rates were actually better again as well. I think there are 2 ways we should look at that. It is true that those numbers were not quite as good as what Roy and I saw in the phase 1-2 study, which is, of course, very commonly seen in oncology. And so in that, the time to progression was about 4.5 months as opposed to the 7 months that we saw. However, when, quote, compared, even though you're not supposed to traditionally compare in randomized phase 2s, when you look at the numbers, they look better than the chemotherapy alone with the addition of bevacizumab. And that, again, is a pretty common, that's not very common that we'll see improvements such as this, but it's common that the results in randomized studies don't reach what was seen in the single-arm studies.